Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Happiness is an emotional response to an outcome. If I win, I will be happy. If I don't, I won't. It's an if-then, cause-and-effect, quid pro quo standard that we cannot sustain because we immediately raise it every time we attain it. You see, happiness demands a certain outcome. It is result-reliant. And I say if happiness is what you're after, you're going to be let down frequently and you're going to be unhappy much of your time. Joy, though. Joy is a different thing. It's something else. Joy is not a choice. It's not a response to some result. It's a constant. Joy is the feeling that we have from doing what we are fashioned to do, no matter the outcome. We all want to succeed, right? So the question that we got to ask ourselves is what success is to us? What success is to you? Is it more money? That's fine. I got nothing against money. Maybe it's a healthy family. Maybe it's a happy marriage. Maybe it's to help others, to be famous, to be spiritually sound, leave the world a little bit better place than you found it. Continue to ask yourself that question. Now, your answer may change over time, and that's fine. But do yourself this favor. Whatever your answer is, don't choose anything that will jeopardize your soul. Prioritize who you are, who you want to be, and don't spend time with anything that antagonizes your character. All right, life is not a popularity contest. Be brave, take the hill, but first answer that question, what's my hill? Because I do know this. The sooner that we become less impressed with our life, with our accomplishments, with our career, the sooner we become less impressed and more involved with that and these things, the sooner we get a whole lot better at doing it. I'm going to talk to you about some things I've learned in my journey, most from experience, some of them I heard in passing, many of them I'm still practicing, but all of them I do believe are true. Now, they may be truths to me, but don't think that that makes them mine, because you cannot own a truth. So please think of these as signposts, approaches, paradigms that give some science to satisfaction. They're yours to steal, they're yours to share, like into your own lives, to personally apply in your own lives, in your own way, should you choose to.
Look, one that is consistent that I always come back to that I think we could all shake hands with more is a certain responsibility. How you can't have true freedom without having responsibility. Gratitude. I believe gratitude is something that if you're more thankful for something in your life, you give it more value. It therefore has more meaning. And when it means more, you take care of it and you scale it and you're more generous. Gratitude actually leads to more generosity. And I also, the end point, which I want to come back to, that value as well as many others is the most self-serving value. The more truly selfish we are to serve ourselves, the more we can actually serve others, the more selfless we can be. We just have to get those, we see those as a contradiction. Delayed gratification. Some would say it's a sign of maturity. It's just an investment in ourselves to just believe in ourselves enough to project to say, I'm going to pass up the plastic ring today for the gold crown tomorrow. I'm going to maybe make a sacrifice today for a Monday off instead of the Friday off if I'm getting a long weekend. Give yourself the extra win, the freedom. Be cool to your future self on the back end, the long money. Whether it's investment, something for our kids, or thinking about the next generation, there's actions and choices we can make where you're building goodwill out there that will serve you the most. And even though someone say, well, that's a selfless act. Well, ultimately, I think it's a selfish act if you redefine selfish, which I'm trying to do.
There's great value in being alone. And if we are alone and we get bored and we don't like the company, ding, may that light go off. To say that does not mean we need to pick up our phone to get some attention or go to the bottle to ease the anxiety or go online to get some feedback to entertain ourselves. No, it's actually a great time to say, no, sit here in that discomfort long enough to go, okay, until you come out the other side to go, all right, I'm good with me again. Stick with it till you get through these uncomfortable times, until you go, you know what? I can spend time with myself. I could do this. I could do this forever. Well, then it's okay to go re-engage, pick up your phone, go see your friends, go have a drink, what have you, go look for those things that are the other relationships in life. But hopefully not until. There's great value in not doing that until you go, I'm good with me and me for right now.
I believe that we quit as people too quick now. I think that's one of our big faults is we quit too quick. Ooh, it gets a little hot. Uh-oh. The relationship gets a little off. Uh-oh, I'm out. We pull the parachute a little too quick. You can't commit fully to everything. There are some relationships that shouldn't last. There are some pursuits in our career that you go, no, I got to pivot, take another thing. But commitment to get obsessed with making something work is a wonderful freedom. When you give yourself the non-negotiable, you don't give yourself the out. You don't give yourself the crutch. You don't give yourself the net to fall in. If you do fall, I think we suffer from the reverse of Icarus' story. So Icarus takes his son flying, and he's an angel, right? I guess, and he's got the wings and wax on his wings, and the son wants to go, I'm going to go up there close to the sun. And Icarus is like, whoa, it's too hot up there. And when the sun doesn't listen, flies too close, the sun melts the wax on his boy's wings. And so the boy falls back down to earth and into the ocean. And you know what that moral of that story is. Hey, Don't fly too high, keep grounding. I think we suffer from the opposite. I think we get up there and we think it's getting hot and our wax on our wings is gonna melt and it's only 50 degrees Fahrenheit. We put these mortal lids on our capacities all the time. It's actually arrogant of us. I think it's extremely arrogant of us to do that rather than being, oh, no, that's I'm wanting too much. I need to be humble. No, I think it's arrogant to say, no, that's enough. That's as high as the roof can be. That's as much as I can do. And what about happens? We choke. Risk-taking is one. Forgiveness is another. If you get real repentance from the person who persecuted you. If I do you wrong, I think it's first your step to come to me and go, hey, dude, that wasn't cool. You picked my pocket. We had a deal and you screwed me over. Now I have to either go, yeah. So it's a character trait. So don't do anymore. Don't deal with me anymore. Or I have to really repent and go, geez, you're right. And if I convince you that I'm really, truly sorry for that, now you get to not only forgive me, but go, come on. Now I'm a soldier for you. I'm a soldier for you. So forgiveness is actually really selfish.
Bravo. Way to go. You're turning the page, you're wanting to do more, you're wanting to find more, something different. Bravo. Way to make it hard on yourself at the right time after you usually have already accomplished quite a bit. But don't forget this, let's go back to gratitude. And this is where a lot of people, I think, get hung up in the midlife crisis. Wanting to do more and something different is great, but not at the expense of disrespecting what you've already done. And too many of us discount, oh, I've done nothing. Oh, that's not worth anything. Oh, well, it's the stuff I built. When usually, no, that is something. No, that is something. And when I say give yourself credit for that, that doesn't mean trust that you're not going to go, oh, okay then, I actually don't want to do more new stuff. I'm cool. It's not like you're going to go just retire and go to the beach or play golf or quit doing anything. But it doesn't cancel that at your ambitions out. But we need to be more, give more respect to what we've already built. You're still ambitious. You can be ambitious and have an entrepreneur spirit to want to go change things in your life while still respecting. I think you actually think you'll find more and do more of what you want to do the best way for yourself when you do have a respect and a connection to your lineage of what you actually have built and to give yourself credit for what you have built to this point. It's not cancel that out. So I need to feel like I'm barren to go forward. No, that's going to help you. This next story is connected to that one.
Sure.
All right. It's not a new book. It's the same book. It's just a new chapter we're looking for, right? Those stories are connected. It's the same hardcover. We don't start over in our lives and start a new book. Start a new chapter, maybe. And those things that we like to tell ourselves, oh, it's a new chapter. They're usually just commas. Those things that we like to say, oh, it's the end of the book. It's usually just a period at the end of the paragraph. And those things we go, no, it's a whole new means of communicating. It's a new encyclopedia. No, it's just a new chapter in the same book. We only get one book.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.